Thank God for all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, because your word tells us that morning by morning, new mercies we see. So, God, we thank you for another mercy on this morning. God, we thank you, O God, for allowing us to be able to allow our lives to intersect this morning, O God, to be able to hear of your word. Holy Ghost, be our teacher on today, be our preacher on today. God, we pray that your word will illuminate our lives, God, that we might be able to see things a little differently than we have before. God, we honor you and we give your name glory. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Again, I thank God for each and every one of you. On this morning, our journeys through the word take us to James, the second chapter, starting at the 14th verse. James, the second chapter, starting at the 14th verse. And from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, if one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works and I'll show you my works. Show me your faith without the works and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to realize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I have a simple message to leave with you. A need without works is still a need. A need without works is still a need. I saw a post on Facebook earlier this week about a young man who simply wanted to test out the charity of one of his coworkers. So he asked if he could borrow some money for a drink, a soft drink. And he said that the look that he got from his coworker, he didn't say anything, but the look that he had gotten from him was one of just sheer disbelief that he would ask such a question. And it wasn't so much that the young man didn't have the money. He just decided to ask the question and see what type of response he would get. And while I understood the experiment, if you will, that he was conducting, what really amazed me were the responses that he received from other people, basically saying, well, you know, you don't know what the man has gone through. Maybe he's been burnt by other people. And that's the reason why he's not as forthgiving with resources, finances, things of the like. And while I understand all of that and I hear all of that, my brothers and my sisters, I am of the mind that as believers, we have become numb. Now, mind you, let me put this disclaimer out there. I don't know if the young man who gave the response was a believer or non-believer. That has nothing to do with it. Now I'm speaking from the perspective of the believer. Oftentimes, you all, we will hear a story of someone else who is in need. They may have fallen on bad times, and they may be having difficulty with regards to being able to pay a bill or need some money for gas or just have fallen on hard times and be in a position to express the issues or the needs that they may have. But we have become so numb. We have become so numb is the best word I could come up with to a person's needs, that we will sit and we will pray for them. And even if we have the wherewithal, the means, we have the resources to be able to assist, we won't. And we espouse it to the fact that I've seen this before, or this person always has trouble, or all they have to do is do X, Y, and Z, or I was in this situation and this is what I did, this is all they have to do. And you all, the bottom line is this. If you tell them that if they say they're hungry and you have the means to be able to give them food, but all you do is pray for them, then they're still hungry. If they're in need of something to wear and you wear their size, you have clothes that you have more than you know what to do with, more than you can wear in a given month, a given year, and you pray for them and you don't help them get the clothes, then they're still without clothes. If they say that they need to find a job, and you know that they're without a vehicle, you know that they don't have the means to get around, they don't have finances to take a bus somewhere, and you pray for them, but yet and still, you don't offer them a ride even to the library so they can get to a computer to fill out an application. Guess what? They're still going to be without a job. What am I trying to say? You all, if we say we have faith that God can do anything, but yet we won't put our resources, our means, our works to the test along with our faith, guess what? Those people still stay in need. I'm not saying that your works are going to save you. We're not talking about that faith. We're talking about the faith that will help somebody get to the next level. The faith that will say that we know that God will help you. We know that God is able to move in your life because he moved in my life. And please don't use that. But you know what? I believe God to do it. And God sent somebody to do X, Y, and Z. You're absolutely right. God sent somebody along with their faith. He sent somebody with the resources to do something for somebody. Why can't you be that somebody? Why is it that we're always waiting on someone else, or we pray up somebody else for somebody's need? What's wrong with your 2 feet? What's wrong with your 2 hands? What's wrong with your eyes looking out for somebody? What's wrong with your mouth speaking up for somebody? What's wrong with your ears hearing out for somebody if they're in need? We don't ever want to get our hands dirty. We want to be Christians that don't get our hands dirty. We want to be ones that can pray up something and let God do the work. Faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. We are God's hands and feet on the street. And my brothers and my sisters, if we were to sit and really think about how many have gone without because we have preconceived notions of what they were going to do with the money or what they were really able to do, that's not our job. That's not our job to think about or to judge what someone's going to do with our deeds, with our works. Our job is to say, God, do you want me to get involved? And then listen for the answer. And if he says yes, then get involved. That's our job. Our job is not to sit and say, well, you know what? He always stands on that corner. How do I know he doesn't have a job? How do I know that he doesn't have anything to eat? That's not your job. Your job is to say, God, who do you want me to help on today? Who do you want me, whose life do you want me to get involved in on today? Who do you want me to show your grace and love to today? A need without works is still a need. A need without a deed is still a need.
You all, I'm convinced that God did not put us here, did not bless us with what it is that we have for us to be as self-centered as we are. And again, I'm not talking about that young man whose response to the person that I know on Facebook. I don't know his walk. But I do know ours. And I do know our responsibility. And you all, our responsibility is to make sure that we are God's hands and feet on the street. Again, we're not talking about the faith that saves. We're talking about the faith that shows love, the faith that shows that God cares, the faith that shows that we care about our fellow man. If you were to go on and continue to read in that chapter of James, the second chapter, you will see where the scripture continues to talk about how Abraham was justified by works when he took Isaac up to the altar. God told Abraham, take your beloved son Isaac, take him up to the mountain, lay him on an altar, and sacrifice him to me. I'm sure that somewhere in the back of his mind, Abraham was just like us. You want me to take my son? My beloved son, my only son? You want me to take my son and take him to the altar and sacrifice him? Kill my son? But because of Abraham's faith, he said, I'm going to carry out exactly what God wants for me to do. It's not my job to figure out how God is going to preserve my son's life. All I know is that God told me that the lineage, the generations that come after me are going to come through my son Isaac. And the only way they can come through my son Isaac is if he is still alive. So my job is to do what God tells me to do. It's God's job to carry out his covenant through my son. My brothers and my sisters, it does not matter. It does not matter what God does with your works after you do your works. It is our job to do the works, to allow our faith to catapult those works into giving God glory, and then stand back and watch God move on behalf of what we've done. It's not our job to figure out how God is going to take that last $5 that you gave so-and-so to put gas in their car so they can get back and forth to work. It's not your job to figure out, well, now how am I going to eat? How am I going to get back to work, back and forth to work? That is God's job. If he directed you to do it, do it. It is not your job to try and figure out how you're going to be able to make it if you help somebody else make it. Your job is to do what God told you to do. And then God's job is to make it work for you. You all are need without works. It's still a need. Quit being so inward seeking. And let's be God seeking. And see what God desires for us to do for his people. Let's pray. God, we just stand amazed at you. Your word compels us, God, even when we don't want to be compelled. Your word challenges us even when we don't desire to be challenged. God, you sent us a challenging word on today. God, we don't know what even today holds for us in terms of who you will send us to by way of a divine appointment. But God, we do know that we want to be ready. We want to be ready to meet the challenge. We want to be ready to be able to stand up and do what it is that you desire for us to do. God, I pray on today that we will be so keen in our spiritual eyesight to see where it is that you're assigning us to work on today. And then, God, allow our works to meet up with our faith. God, so that we might do you're bidding on today. And then, God, stand back and watch you work. God, thank you. Thank you for entrusting us with such a worthy and such a needed job, and that's to be your hands and feet on the street. Thank you. Thank you for entrusting us with your people. God, I pray today that we don't let you down. Help us to be the change that we desire to see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Please go out and be the change that you desire to see. One person, one household, one divine appointment, one deed at a time. God bless you.